Binance. US, the American arm of the global cryptocurrency exchange Binance, announced in a tweet that it has terminated its agreement to purchase $1 billion worth of assets from bankrupt crypto brokerage Voyager Digital. The company cited a hostile and uncertain regulatory climate in the United States as the primary reason for the decision. Deal greenlit by federal government despite objections. On April 19, Voyager, the Voyager Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, and the U.S. government agreed to proceed with the deal. This came after an emergency stay granted by a judge on March 28, blocking the deal while the U.S. Department of Justice appealed Voyager's bankruptcy plan. However, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and New York's financial regulator had previously attempted to halt the deal, raising concerns over potential violations of laws on unregistered offer and sale of securities. Voyager and creditors expressed disappointment. Both Voyager and the Voyager Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors shared their dismay at Binance U.S.'s decision. In response, Binance U.S. said it decided to exercise its right to terminate the asset purchase agreement. The exchange added that the hostile regulatory environment in the U.S. has led to an unpredictable operating climate for businesses. Impact on Voyager's customers and future plans. The deal's termination has left Voyager and its creditors to pursue the toggle option for customer asset distribution. This involves distributing cash and crypto directly to customers through the Voyager platform. The bankruptcy-stricken crypto lender declared that they would proceed with direct distributions in an effort to return value to their customers. Voyager Digital intends to provide additional information on the next steps and any required customer actions in the coming days. Speculation around Binance U.S. decision. Some Twitter users speculated that Binance U.S.'s decision to withdraw from the deal might be related to an upcoming settlement with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which has sued the parent exchange Binance for selling unregistered crypto derivative products. Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao responded to the speculation with a shrugging emoji. Previous bidding war and FTX's failed takeover. Voyager Digital filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in July, sparking a bidding war between Binance and FTX Exchange. In October, FTX secured the approval of a U.S. bankruptcy court to take over Voyager's assets. However, the deal collapsed soon after, putting Binance back in contention. The termination of the Binance U.S. and Voyager Digital asset purchase agreement has left the crypto community divided in their reactions. Voyager Digital and the Voyager Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors expressed their disappointment, while Binance U.S. cited the hostile regulatory environment in the United States as the reason for their decision. Voyager Digital now plans to pursue direct distributions of cash and crypto to customers through their platform. The crypto community will be closely watching the next steps and potential ramifications of this deal's collapse. Key points. Why did Binance U.S. terminate the agreement to purchase Voyager Digital's assets? Binance U.S. cited a hostile and uncertain regulatory climate in the United States as the main reason for terminating the agreement to purchase $1 billion worth of assets from bankrupt crypto brokerage Voyager Digital. What is the impact on Voyager Digital customers? Voyager Digital and its creditors will pursue the toggle option of distributing cash and crypto directly to customers through the Voyager platform following the termination of the deal with Binance. U.S. What was the speculation surrounding Binance U.S.'s decision to withdraw from the deal? Some Twitter users speculated that Binance U.S.'s decision to withdraw from the deal might be related to an upcoming settlement with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which has sued the parent exchange Binance for selling unregistered crypto derivative products. What was the previous deal between FTX and Voyager Digital? FTX Exchange had secured approval from a U.S. bankruptcy court to take over Voyager Digital's assets in October. However, the deal collapsed soon after, allowing Binance to re-enter the bidding process.